where's everybody from? I was kind of curious about this last number of weeks. How about we do that? Let's do a quick meet and greet.
Hi, I am from Bakersfield, California, and I go to Rock Harbor Church.
Glasgow, Kentucky.
We are in Ballymena in Northern Ireland.
Yes, I'm from Edgemont, Pennsylvania, western suburbs of Philadelphia, Broomall Reformed Presbyterian Church.
Yes, I'm from Orlando, Florida, and I'm from Tabernacle Baptist Church.
Yes, I'm from Dayville, Alabama. Our church is in Wedowee, Alabama, Keyworth Baptist Church.
Grand Rapids, Michigan, Holy War.
Yeah, my name is Gary. I am from Carrollton, Texas, and representing Central Park Baptist Church in Carrollton.
I am from Grand Rapids, Michigan, member of Sovereign Grace United Reformed Church.
Hello, Julia Roscoe, Hermosillo, Mexico. I'm on grandmother duty today. I will stay muted. I'm not the tech person of the church, but...
Thanks for coming on there. Well, I'll tell you what, let's make a start. Nice to have a nice showing of people today. So I will show you what a typical setup looks like with a webcam, and if you just wanted to either record or webcast. So here's your webcam. This is just a webcam, and I'll say webcam, and then that connects to your computer. This is your PC, and here's your monitor. The webcam can either be built into the PC, like if it's a laptop, or you can connect to it via USB that way. Okay, and then this goes out to the internet. That's your basic setup. That's how things work. There's a webcam, USB, and PC. Now, the way that it works with a DSLR is a little bit different. It goes like this. So let's say that this is your DSLR. This is a little bit nicer camera, bigger lens on it, a little bit fancy lens. And this is your camera. Doesn't have to be a DSLR, of course. Could be a video camera. And what you have to do is you have to... There is no USB coming out of a camera that's meant for this purpose. Usually there's an HDMI. You actually have to go into a little box. This is a box that receives HDMI, and it actually spits out on the other side USB. On this side over here, this is where your PC is, and then we'll go out to the internet. Simple, right? Now, this is the box that makes all of this work. So if you have a camera of some sort, like we have here, or a video camera, and you want to bring it into the PC, you cannot really go straight from there to there, because most computers are not set up for it. Although we hear people say all the time, well, my laptop has HDMI port. Well, that doesn't mean you can actually read that. The HDMI port on your laptops is usually just output, meaning you stick a TV in it. You don't read from it. You need an HDMI in, which is what this is. And so this box here is the piece that makes all this work. And that's what I wanted to spend just a minute talking about. That box is this. This is called a Blackmagic that's been around for a few years. It takes an HDMI in, you see that. And then these are all inputs. All these are inputs. So audio in, video in, HDMI in, and there's your ports. There's your HDMI. And then on this side is your USB, and that goes to your computer. This is the box that sits in the middle here. This is called a Blackmagic Intensity Shuttle, and it works with a PC. And this is the only device that at least I'm aware of. Of course, they're changing it all the time. This is the only device at least that I'm aware of made by Blackmagic that allows you to plug into a USB for a PC. Okay, which is why I know a lot of churches use this. This is another device made by Blackmagic. It's smaller, obviously. It takes in HDMI in, which is right there, as well as SDI in. We talked about this last week from video cameras. So it has two ways of bringing video in, HDMI or SDI. And on this side, it comes out with Thunderbolt. This is a Thunderbolt connection. This does not require external power. This is powered by the Thunderbolt. It's a very nice little compact box, therefore. So you put your video in, and out on this side goes Thunderbolt. And so there's this. That's where this box comes in, right there. The thing about this box, though, is that I think this only works on a Mac. And I could be wrong about that, but it seems like this only works on a Mac. I'll show you one last one. That's this thing here. This is the thing that we recommend nowadays. This is the Elgato. There it is. Elgato. I don't know if there's an actual name other than the HD60S. But this is a great little box. This is the one that we would recommend nowadays for PCs. This takes an HDMI in right there, and that is USB-C out. And again, this is also powered by the USB itself, so you don't need a separate power brick for this. And then this is a pass-through, so the HDMI comes in here from your camera, it goes out to your computer, but you might want to have it plugged into a monitor so you can see what's going on. So anyway, this is a very nice little box. This is the one that we would recommend, but this is the box that would sit right here, okay? This would be the Elgato or the Blackmagic, and USB or Thunderbolt. I think it's Thunderbolt 3. Anyway, that's how this all works. And so it's not really that terribly difficult. It's not rocket science. You just need to have your camera brought into the computer. That's the main thing. You need to have a box like this to do it, and it's not that bad. In fact, I'll go ahead and show you the website where you can see that box. The one that I'm showing you here is actually $180. It's a little pricey, but I'm pretty sure you can use this one. This is a USB 3. You see that? USB 3. This one here is USB-C. So if that matters to you. The other one that I showed you was the Blackmagic. And again, this is for the Mac people. And that will run about $100. It's this one here. Any questions about that so far? The multi-camera. So let's start talking about that. The multi-camera. So let's go ahead and go to another page. The multi-camera is exactly the same, just with multiple cameras. So I'm going to go ahead and say, here's your camera, big lens on this. Camera one. This is another camera. Camera two. And so what you would do is, if you remember, our other picture had this going into the converter box. All that's going on now is that this is going into a box, but it's going in like multiple. And this box is what we're going to talk about a little bit today. It's called the ATEM. ATEM Mini Pro. But you have up to four cameras. I just have two here, but you have up to four. Okay. From here, this is going out via USB-C to a PC. Okay, there's your PC. And then, of course, this goes out to the internet. So that's it. It looks actually very similar to the other one. This is like your Elgato, but it's now the ATEM Mini Pro. The beauty of this is obviously that it takes in multiple cameras and it acts as a video switch. And this, by the way, comes in via HDMI. All these are HDMI. So there's actually four HDMI ports on the back of this thing. And then this comes out via USB. Okay. I should also mention that because there are four, you might be wondering, well, I don't need four cameras. You can have four cameras, but you can also have anything that'll come on HDMI, including another PC. You can have a PC, which is how I'm able to show you this screen. That's actually coming in via HDMI. So don't forget about the fact that you can bring in a PC screen. So you can have three cameras and then a fourth be a PC. So you can show graphics, you can show videos, you can show different things, maybe words on a screen, right? Maybe a welcome banner from your church. So if you have your webcast starting up in 10 minutes, you can have a little welcome thing show up on the church. So there's just a couple of different options. I know it's getting a little fancy perhaps, but it's there as an option. So that's your ATEM. All right. So this goes out via USB-C to the PC, which is actually how I have my setup here, right here. And from here, you would use some software to push this out to the web, right? Like OBS, perhaps, or Wirecast, or Zoom, which we're doing just right now. We can use Zoom, so you can have sessions like this. But here's the beauty of this particular ATEM Mini Pro. You actually don't need to have the PC for the Pro. The Pro will go straight to the internet without a PC. And it will push out a live stream via Ethernet. So what this means is that there's no PC now in this whole configuration. You got camera. I mean, you have this over here if you want it. But it's going into this little box, and you'll see it's a small little box, and it goes straight into the Ethernet in your router out to the web, and you can be streaming just like that. It's a very, very elegant device for a church. You don't want to have to mess with a computer, and it works very well. And I couldn't be more happy with it. Now, I say that it's for the Pro. They have different models that are not Pro that don't have this particular feature here. You still have to just go through a PC, which is still perfectly great, perfectly adequate. So any questions about this before I show you the actual box and we can talk a little bit about that? Nope, good. So let's see, I'm going to switch over now to, that is the box, and I'll just show you why I like this so much. It's very easy to use. You have your big input buttons. I can switch to this, which is my number 4 HDMI. This is number 3, which is actually connected to this thing here, which is actually an iPhone. That's my iPhone. This is my overhead camera, which you were looking at. And this is my main camera. It just allows you to switch between the different very easily. If you wanted, you can create a little nice transition. This here says cut. This says auto. So if you do auto, then if you go between them, you see it has a nice little fade between them. So it's just as simple as that. Of course, there's other things. I mean, it's probably not stuff that I would ever use, but different types of transitions, etc. It also allows you to bring in audio from different sources. So there are 2 external audio ports on this. Even though I'm switching between different video sources, you're still hearing my voice in a consistent way. And that's because the audio is coming in through a whole different port. And they have 2 different ports. That's very nice. That's the one that's lit up right there. You see it's red. That means that's where the audio is coming in from. And it also has, as you saw, this capability to do picture-in-picture just by pressing that button. You can specify what other channel you want the video to come in for the picture-in-picture, which is what you're seeing here. And it's taking it from camera 1. And it's just really easy to turn on and off. Okay, just like that. And in the Pro model, which is what we're looking at, there is a button here. There's a couple different buttons here, but there's one here that says on air. If you press that, that will throw the video that's coming out of this to the internet. But that will allow you to go on air with this device without a computer. This is the Blackmagic website, and it is this thing right here, the ATEM. You have the ATEM Mini, there it is, $295. This is the Pro. Yes, it's more expensive, but this is the one that allows you to go out without a computer. So you have your HDMI in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you have your HDMI out. That's going to like a monitor or TV, and this is where it's going to your computer. This is your USB-C, and this is the one that's going to your router, Ethernet, and this is powered, and there's your 2 mics. 2 input mics. And by the way, the HDMI out is actually fairly nice too. I'll show you what that looks like. You can set it up so that it's a multi-screen. I don't know if you can see that or not. It shows each camera 1, 2, 3, 4, and it has different things like the audio levels. You can see whether or not you're going live stream, preview window, and the program window. So it's got a very nice multi-view, which is very convenient. And that is the ATEM Mini Pro. Okay, Julia was asking the ability to have private live streams. This would be for things that are a little bit more private in nature, perhaps prayer meetings, something like that. We do not have anything like that right now. Everything that we do on Sermon Audio is very public in nature. Every sermon that's uploaded is public. We've in the past been asked if we can have things that are locked down, like content that is only available via a password. We'll continue to look into that, but it goes a little bit against our main mission and our philosophy of what we're trying to do. We want to be a broadcasting platform that is as public as possible. All the content is freed up. Nothing is locked down. Nothing is password protected. Everything is just open and available. That is more philosophically why we've chosen not to have passwords on things. Obviously, I understand why you would for certain applications, but in those applications, the only thing I could recommend at this point would just be to find a solution that allows for the private streams. Perhaps one day we can offer that, but we don't have anything like that today. Oh, Restream. Yes. I don't know if you all are familiar with something called Restream. It's where you can send one stream up and this service called Restream will take that stream and push it out to multiple different platforms like Facebook, YouTube, Sermon Audio, whatever. It does work with Restream.
It does. It works fine. There's another one called Mob Crush that's actually free, and it works as well. So.
Okay. So there are some options for taking a stream and pushing it out to multiple platforms. I should add, we are actually looking into that internally as well. We're looking into building that in to our service. We're looking at it. We are interested in trying to make that happen where you push a stream out to us, and then we will push it out to, say, YouTube or Facebook or Twitter. I have a friend who wants to stream his church in English and Spanish at the same time. Currently, no. There is really no way to have two separate streams unless you had two separate accounts. One which was a Spanish-speaking account, perhaps, and you loaded all your Spanish-speaking sermons, and another being the English, and then, of course, you can send two separate streams that way because they're two separate accounts. But we don't have a way to, with the one account, have multiple different streams sent up. Okay, this is Wirecast. This is Wirecast in case y'all hadn't seen it before. Now, are you seeing me? Yes, you are. Okay, good. So you set up your different scenes down here. You set up your different cameras. I have a video that I can queue up, and there it goes, or I can go back to my camera. There's a lot you can do on here. You can overlay graphics. You can do tons and tons. But the way to set this up is you go to the output settings like this, and you go to, well, I have a bunch of things here, so just ignore that. But you click on Add, and you find Sermon Audio. Sermon Audio Cloud is the one you want. You select that, and you hit OK, and it sets it up right here. It says not configured. So I'm just going to go ahead and say MISC account. Of course, you can call it whatever you want. I'm going to make sure that it goes out Sermon Audio Cloud 1080p. These are presets. They're all built into this Wirecast. And you bring in your stream key just like this. The way you find your stream key is you go to your dashboard on Sermon Audio and you go to the webcast manager, and there it is, your stream key right there. And you just press copy, you go back over to Wirecast, and you paste in there, hit apply, and then hit OK. This is the easiest way to set this up by far. And then once you're done with that, then you press this button, stream. And that's it. It's pushing it out. Now let's take a look. Let's go back. Webcast manager. There it is. You see? That simple. By the way, the other thing that I should mention is that if you hit this button here, that will actually record the high quality version of your video onto your local hard drive. Local hard drive. A high quality copy of it locally. This is the advanced upload. So you have quick, which is quick and easy. And then you have advanced. With advanced, you have the ability to do things like trim. This is where you can trim out the space at the beginning, perhaps, or at the end. There's your trimming functions in here. And you have a couple of other audio options, like the ability to fade this in, fade it out, or to normalize it. Normalize simply means that we apply a filter on our side, which tries to level out the audio, the volume, so that if it's very, very quiet, we boost it a little bit. Now, we don't go crazy on it, but we apply a very slight filter to do our best to normalize it somewhat. And then you hit apply to this, and those advanced settings are applied and you're good to go. I will show you one more thing with the advanced, and it has to do with video because this is a little bit more involved. Again, we're talking about video and we're talking about advanced. Oh, let's see. I'll select this one. For video, you have the option, again, to trim. For the video, you have also fade in and fade out. But for the video, you have this advanced option of a thumbnail. I just wanted to make sure you saw this, where you can actually select a custom thumbnail. Most people will just try to find a spot in the video that looks nice, perhaps something like this. And once you select that, then you would use this button, use current time. You click on that, and that pulls in that current time. You select something else, pulls in that. So I just wanted to make sure that you saw that. Or if you didn't want to do it that way, you can upload a custom image just like that. Custom image, browse files, and you would just happen to have one right here, JPEG. And there it is. There's my custom thumbnail image. Okay. And so that's very handy, very convenient. You hit apply, and then all these settings are applied. Any questions about advanced upload? Perhaps you were not aware of that, but that's something that you could take advantage of.
On the trim option, would it be possible to have tenths of seconds instead of full seconds?
Are you talking about these buttons down here?
No, up at your trim, up where it says trim options, yes. See the way, for instance, you can only select minutes and seconds. It would be a great feature if you could have tenths of seconds.
Wow, okay. So you're actually wanting to go to a fraction of a second.
A fraction of a second, just to maybe cut the tail end of a word out.
Yes, because I suppose there are 30 frames in 1 second, and you might want to, like, okay, I understand what you're saying. Okay, well, something we can look at.
I must apologize to my colleague here. That wasn't on my list.
That's for the perfectionist who wants to make it exactly. Well, sometimes you're hitting a word in a funny place, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is the problem. The feature is great that you can trim the video, but just now that I'm using it, I'll be using it tonight after our service, and just sometimes you catch the middle of a word, and if you go another second, you're halfway into the next word.
Okay. We'll definitely look into that. I'm sure it can be done. The thing that we always wrestle with whenever we try to cram in features, which is happy to try to do, but the thing that we're always trying to balance with is making sure that we're not confusing other users. Like, yeah. What is that? You know, maybe some users don't have the concept of anything other than minutes and seconds, right? And so we don't want to create more confusion, but at the same time, it might not be confusing. It may be doable and not be confusing. So we'll definitely look into that.
I had a question, and I understand y'all are working on it, but the general statistics, it'd be nice if you had something that was rated over days or weeks or months instead of just a general overview of everything.
You just want better statistics for the sermons, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. We are absolutely working on that. In fact, that's one of our most active projects right now as we speak. So we have this, which is a very comprehensive, very robust, very fancy and beautiful way to display statistics for webcasts, but we don't have one for sermon downloads yet. That's going to show up right in here, and we are absolutely working on that. So for sermon downloads, meaning anytime anybody listens to a sermon, there will be statistics just like this that will be for that, where you will be able to select a date range. So it doesn't have to be by the month, which it is currently. It can be just one day, or it can be a week, or it can be an entire year. Okay, things like that. So we have this today for webcasts. We don't have it for the sermon downloads, which seems backward because sermon downloads is a lot more used, but it's trickier, actually. There's more that we have to contend with that one, but we are absolutely actively working on that.
I meant to ask it last week. It's sort of a feature request, but like when you were in the advanced video editing, when you were able to crop a sermon down left and right there for length, would there be a way to crop out a middle section? For instance, I have a singer that's doing a special, then all of a sudden they do a happy birthday to somebody, and then they do the sermon. Is there a way to cut out the middle of that? Where the happy birthday portion isn't being
crop out? Right. You want to be able to remove something out of the middle, not just trim, but remove out of the middle. Wow.
Right.
Well, we don't have anything like that today.
I had another one where one of our grandchildren were up there, and they did a really nice sermon, and then they did a song, and then they did something else, and everybody wanted to see just the kid.
Okay. So you wanted to extract just, well, here's this. Let me show you something here. Which might be of some idea or help to you. If you are webcasting using our service at all, if you are webcasting, there is a way to do something very similar to what you're talking about. Not the first case, but maybe this other case, which is, so let's say you webcast the service and it's done. And let's say it's right here, 38 minutes. What you can do is you can actually create a new draft from this. You can just extract that very middle portion of what they want, and then you just want to call it whatever, right? And you can create, so this is the singing portion or whatever the title is, and you hit add, and then that goes along its merry way. And then what you can do is you can go back to this, and you can add again from the same webcast, and you can create a new one. And you can do a different portion of that webcast, which is perhaps the sermon portion. And you can have that one called sermon portion.
Okay. It was my understanding that once you hit publish there, that whole thing was gone.
No. We actually changed that. We changed that a few weeks after we launched this so that you can go back and you can keep creating a new sermon based on the same webcast. So that could help. If you're using our webcasting feature.
Yep. No, that looks like it'll work.
Awesome. Great. There is one thing that I wanted to demonstrate. We'll do it next time. And it might be the last time, depending on our interest level. That we just got this out and it's there. You can take a look at it if you like. It's in the connections tab. And if you scroll down here, you're going to see something called FTP and Dropbox. It is now there in the dashboard and it's beautiful. It's there for you to look at, explore. It might take a little bit of explaining, which is why I'll do that next week. But it will allow you to upload sermons in batch. So you don't have to do it like one by one by one. You can drag and drop a whole bunch of sermons, whether it's audio or video, and just drag them all in. And the titles will be there and the speakers and all that. So we'll show you how to do that next time. But you can certainly be looking at that. And that actually got pushed in just a few hours ago. I was going to talk about that today, but we're still working out some last minute bugs. I will let you go. Nice to see you again, and we will talk to you later.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it.